Sounds wild. Hi, I'm Riley Woodford for the Alaska Department of Fish and Game.
A nice fire in the wood stove on a winter day is a welcome thing. A big wildland fire in summer is another. The Funny River Fire was the biggest fire in Alaska in 2014. Conditions were ideal in late May for a fire on the Kenai Peninsula. Humidity was low, just 20%, and there was a dry wind from the north and an abundance of dry grass. By the time the human-caused fire was out, the burn encompassed almost 200,000 acres. Fish and Game biologist and forester Sue Rodman explains how and why the fire was so extensive. Most of the black spruce there was over 60 years old and prime for burning. They're 30 feet tall or more. They have limbs that go all the way down to the ground, and the understory vegetation is cranberry and blueberry that burns really well. Most trees are mostly water. The wood and bark weigh less than the water inside the tree. Rodman said spruce trees have less moisture in them when they're alive than most trees do when they're dead. You combine that low moisture with the volatile contents in the sap and needles, and they burn great. A 200,000 acre burn conjures up the image of a moonscape. But it's not all burned. Different forest types, wet areas, creeks and rivers, and terrain features create a mosaic of burned and unburned areas, which is good for wildlife and helps regeneration. For Sounds Wild, I'm Riley Woodford. Sounds Wild is brought to you by the Alaska Department of Fish and Game.